Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning into my podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about reducing recidivism. We're going to discuss the barriers that one faces after being incarcerated and what Bloomington, Illinois is doing to fix the issue. Today, I have Shay, who is a client at Labyrinth Outreach and now works for Labyrinth Make Goods. She's going to share her story and tell us how she's been turning her life around with the help of Labyrinth Outreach and YWCA. Hi, Shay. How are you doing today?
I'm blessed, like, as ever. I constantly overcome obstacles as they've been thrown at me. So just blessed.
Okay, awesome. I wanted to know if you mind giving us a little background, telling us who you were before everything happened.
First off, I want to say I believe in astrology. So I'm a Capricorn, diehard Capricorn, and I can speak for myself and other Capricorns, as I see, we're diehard motivators, work hard. We're about stability, and that's just me. I'm a caring, loving person. I love to be there for other people. My job that I was doing for 5 years up until I got incarcerated, and I probably say 4 years up until I got incarcerated, was home health care. And I think that was the most compassionate and caring job, and it best fit me up until Labyrinth Make Goods. There's some competition now, but because I was able to connect to people I love and being able to step in and be there for families and that couldn't be there for family members, their own family members. I worked ever since I was 14 years old and provided for myself. So that gives a little bit about me. I'm an artist and much more. So
Okay. Awesome. So you sound like a jack of all trades. You got a lot going on. I like that. All right. So when you got out of jail, did you feel like you had a strong support system?
So getting out of jail, I thought that I was going to just get out and jump back into my go-to working and the job that I had originally had and, you know, I was going to have the same friends that I had. I was going to be able to use the same government assistance programs if I even qualified for them before I went in. And all of that was a no. I no longer had those same friends that I kicked it with for 5 years every single day. The only support system that I had was my mom and my sister. A lot of things was going on. So my sister, she kind of run from things. So my sister left, but my everything was put on my mom at that point. And at the time, my mom was living government property. I couldn't live there with the type of charge. So now I'm living house to house with random people to the point I was looking at homelessness, and I was, because my home was me paying a bill. So the fact that I didn't pay a bill and I didn't have an income to take care of myself, I was homeless. I didn't have nowhere to live at all. No support system. My mom was my support system, but I always looked at, like, I'm stressing her out because she's getting so elderly and things like that. So it was, like, only so much that I could take to her. So at that point, I guess it was like no support system. I was homeless. I had nowhere to live. And I was at loss of what to do now. Not even government assistance, certain government assistance and resources that made to help people in need didn't help me because of the type of charge I had. So, yes.
Okay. So it's tough not being able to rely on family. How did you find out about Labyrinth?
So, so Labyrinth House, I was doing everything in my willpower with trying to stay sane and getting the right attention to help me with my mental health, to not go back to jail with doing anything, any type of criminal act, or because at that moment I said, you know, I didn't even commit this crime that I did, but I did do a little bit of time. And the first thing first is like when I had the first hand to honestly understand where people come from when they continue to commit these crimes, because they are at a brick wall. You say don't do this, you're punished, but then you get out in society and whole society turn your back on you and say you can't get a work, a livable wage job, you can't get a crib, you can't get a house, you can't have, you can't sustain living for yourself. You can't be independent, you know. So the first thing first, it was like, what can I do very fast to make a wage? Mm-hmm. And most likely it's going to be illegal. Let's just say that. And most likely you can probably go to jail for it. So I had to take a sit back and go to this, focus on my mental health so I don't think like that and know that eventually something's gonna have to break through for me. And I went to a case manager through CHS. I think it's called, not Chestnut, it's Center for Human Services.
Okay.
And they were able to refer me to Labyrinth House, where I then was on a waiting list. I stayed consistent with them. And before you know it, they called me back and told me they had a room for me. And I think that was the start of everything. Labyrinth House, I started doing fragrance development meetings where we didn't know what Labyrinth Made Goods was. We didn't know what we were going to do in Labyrinth Made Goods, but we was just like going to these groups and like, we want to start a business. And I met David and Jim as our business partners. I love them. They're like mentors for me. They always checking up on me. And I was able to list, I'm going into Labyrinth Made Goods spill now, but they're all business partners and contractors and pro bono workers with Labyrinth Made Goods. And it was before they started up that these wonderful people seen something in me that I didn't see in myself, because I completely lost it with how hard I got hit with, like, society turning their backs on me because now I have a criminal record and they don't believe in me. So these people, my boss, my first director boss, Kate, coming in my life just saying, no, you're going to do this. You're going to go to our professional development program called Strive. Come. And I started 2 weeks and I got caught up with all the work I did. And I was one of the first graduates of that program.
Tell me a little bit about Strive.
So Strive at the time was a 6-month program. And you go there to learn digital skills, and you also learn professional skills, as in, like, speaking in public. When I started, you couldn't pay me $1 million to do this. I guarantee you, I was shaking. We had, like, a presentation that literally had to be a minimum of 4 minutes and no more than 10 minutes. And I went up there on the podium, and I'm like, and this is my artwork. And they're like, you made it to 5 minutes, Shay. And I'm like, oh, I was so scared. And that's back in 2019 or 2020. I was so scared. But now look at me. Like, it just takes someone to believe in you to change the thought that you have about yourself, because people, or you let people, or you break those, you take on those negative views that people have about you. So,
okay. So after you graduated Strive, that's what led you to Labyrinth Made Goods?
Correct. It was started off as an apprenticeship, and then I had an extended apprenticeship, and then a sales assistant, and now I'm working my way to running a business. I'm in transition right now to running a business right now.
Congratulations. That's exciting.
You. Thank you. It's, and I think the skills that I have gained from Labyrinth is everything that you just heard me. Labyrinth Made Goods is sales, professional skills, professional emailing, digital skills, things that I never thought I would do, data entry, cold calling. And as you see, I already been prepping, trying to run the business and be in charge of the business. My previous boss prepped me for it. I just kept telling her, I'm not doing nothing. But slowly for surely, I guess I'm the best fit. So now here I am.
Okay, you're like a prodigy of the labyrinth program. I see you went from like the beginning, just moving into the house. Mm-hmm. Then you went into the program for Strive, graduated to actually gaining employment. And now you're about to be running the business.
Yes.
You are thriving right now, girl.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. So I want you to tell me a little bit more about Labyrinth Made Goods.
So with Labyrinth Made Goods, our mission is to empower women who has experienced incarceration through our professional training program and apprenticeship programs that we offer. We also offer employment opportunities. Right now, it is a little small transition, but it's going to be very similar. We're still going to be offering our training programs and different training opportunities as the very much as the same things that I learned. And I just want to say with Labyrinth Made Goods, it's something different. We don't see businesses that believe and be patient with anyone. Like, you mess up, you're fired. You're sick, you take off for a week, you say you need a mental health week, you're fired. We don't see that. And because we know at Labyrinth Made Goods that things come up and we're trying to build you up to become strong and a very strong employee, a very strong individual, and overcome those obstacles constantly, it's like they believe in you more than you believe in yourself. And once you see that, you're going to keep pushing and pushing and pushing no matter what. We're a part of the YWCA, McLean County, along with other departments. And I myself have literally used and accessed every one of those departments within YWCA except for one, because I don't have a child. And that's Young Wonders. But I love the little babies.
Yeah.
But and it's just YW as a whole is wonderful. The employees is wonderful. They're understanding. They're willing to learn because our department is different. But they're willing to learn. And they do learn, and they do understand when they hear our stories coming in, because I'm not the only person like that on my team. So just to see the people that love us and care for us and want to see us grow, it's going to keep me pushing. It's going to keep me advocating for the next person that have been locked up, have went to jail, that needs help in court. I will be there. As long as you ask me, I will be there.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about the products that you guys carry with Labyrinth Made Goods.
So our products, because we sell 100% soy candles and wax melts and all the proceeds of our products go back into the program to continue making opportunities for women who has experienced incarceration. We have 100% soy candles. We have 100% wax melts. We have fragrance cards that goes in your car, that goes in your closet, your drawer. We have wax warmers, wick trimmers to keep up your candle care. We have 3 different size candles. Let's see. We have a clarity candle that is unscented, and you would think, like, why do you want an unscented candle? Because a lot of people are allergic to fragrance, and we want to go all the way across the board to be there for people. Not only that, who don't like just the ambience of a lit candle?
Yeah. That's awesome.
So I think, and then fragrance cards, yes, I'm going down my list in my head, my cabinet of candles. Yes, 3 different sizes. Yes.
Okay. So how can people get involved and show support to this cause?
Right now, I'm going to go ahead to announce that We are looking for volunteers to train right off the bat. That's the very most important thing for pop-up events, because we do have pop-up events. We have wholesale partners in town, and we go to those wholesale partners and set up tables and sell products. So we would love more volunteers that can sit in and willing to learn and, you know, tell the story behind each candle, each product, and also can very much tell my story, that my whole story that I have went through this whole entire program and where I'm at now. So volunteers, you can always go online. You could support by going online, and our website is www.labyrinthmakers.com. Also, I would think that you can spread the word anytime you want, to any woman that will benefit from trainings and would like to be one of the upcoming apprentices. You can spread the word, and I'm be willing to contact or be in contact. My email is the contact email is contact@labyrinthmakers.com. So you can contact on that also. So,
okay. All right. Well, Shay, thank you so much for your time today. Shay, your story is so inspirational. And I want listeners, just remember, if you want to contribute to the cause and support women who are trying to rebuild after incarceration, you can contact the YWCA McLean or go to labyrinthmakegoods.com and purchase candles, wax melts, wax warmers, and fragrance cards. 100% of those proceeds goes towards helping women like Shay rebuild their lives. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you, LaShonda.